Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com. So, you know, I had offered... Oh, honey's trying to come over here. Up, go away. Sorry, she's trying to come up here on my lap because she heard the little ding. It's so funny. Ever since she was a teeny little chihuahua, she has grown up with me doing videos or audios. And so whenever she hears the ding, she knows that she's about to be on camera. So silly. Okay, so one of the problems that a lot of people have emailed me about over the last day, because I offered to help people out with whatever problems they had, is that they're a little overwhelmed on how to get started. Like for maybe for a while you've been in this and you keep having all of these great ideas, but you don't ever get started on anything because you don't really know where to begin. And that's why I always try to stress to y'all that this particular business is one where there is no starting point. So you're thinking, okay, I'm going to go to this marathon. I'm going to go to the starting line and I'm going to run to the finish line. And that is not at all what this business is like. This is one of those, okay, imagine that there's a swimming pool, right? And it's rectangular. If I took you swimming and said, we're going to go swimming today. And would you sit there and not get in the pool all day because you didn't know where the jump-in point was? Let's pretend there's no stairs, right? You just got to jump in somewhere. That's what this business is like. There's no specific starting line. There's no right or wrong area. Let's take, for instance, just getting into a niche, right? You could get a domain first. You could do your keyword research first. You could write content first. You could order your graphics first. You could look at products that you want to promote first. Do you see what I'm saying? There's so many different ways to get started. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you want to start out as an affiliate first before you create an info product, or create an info product first and then do affiliates. It doesn't matter if you want to do free things or whatever. It doesn't matter which niche you want to be in. So you have to understand that those of you who are struggling with this concept, it's really just fear. You're afraid to get started and go, oops, I should have done this first. And guess what? Okay, so if that happens, if you're sitting there and you're about to create something, you're like, oops, I should have done this first. What's the problem in just hitting the pause button and go, okay, I'll come back to that in a minute. Let me go ahead and do this other thing first. Nothing. But let me give you some advice, because I don't want to sit here and just leave you saying, hey, there's no right place to start. Let me just tell you how I would do it today if I had to do it all over again. I have all different kinds of business branches, right? I have info product development where I sell products. I have PLR that I sell. I have affiliate marketing that I do. I have all different kinds of things. So, and even in affiliate marketing, I have tangible and digital. Okay, so there's all different kinds of things. And let's say back in the day, I added ghostwriting to that. So that was a service providing thing. So let's say you have all these ideas. I want you to sit down and get a spiral out or whatever you need to do, if you do it on computer or whatever, and make one page for each idea. Okay, one page. And so I might have, create an ebook for XYZ niche or whatever, survival niche, on one page. And that's one of my projects that I want to do. Maybe on the next page, I want to create a toy blog, an affiliate toy blog for Amazon. Okay, I'm going to write that down. What I want you to do is just write out the tasks, okay? Just brainstorm, kind of do what they call a brain dump. Write it out on paper and get everything out. You may, as you're writing, realize, oh, I have to do this step before this step, okay? So if that's the case, you know, you can just, if you're using a pencil or whatever, just erase it and reorganize the steps into a particular order. But only if it truly matters. Like, you can't do this until you do this. Like, I can't install a blog before I buy a domain. Right? That's impossible. I can't do it. Otherwise, anything like, oh, do I need to do keyword research or do I need to write an article first? Whatever. You know, that doesn't matter. Do whatever you feel like doing. So once you sit there and get all of those great ideas you have out, and, you know, I'll spend sometimes a day or up to a week just brainstorming, just sitting there getting organized. And it helps me, because some days I just want to take one project and bang it out. I want to do a lot of tasks on that one project, so I feel really good about the progress that I made. Other days I get bored easily and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do one thing on this project and one thing on every other project. So I'll sit there and do maybe 5 to 10 tasks, but they're all on different projects. So I'm making progress on all of them, but, you know, I'm not just banging out a whole bunch on one or whatever. So there's no right way. And I want you to really understand that that's the perk of this career. I love this. I can't even tell you. So many of my initial jobs in the corporate world were executive secretary, and I hated being told what to do. They make you feel like a peon, you know, sitting there having to take orders from people. And I just love the freedom that I have to make my own decision. I can do stuff or not. I can throw it away if I'm not enjoying something. I can work a little or a lot if I want. I didn't work all day today until tonight. And that's because that's what I wanted to do. I was starting a new show, which my mom wanted me to watch. And so I was doing that. I went and got Uncle Julio's fajitas for lunch, and I just wanted to relax. Now I'm going to work. That's my perk of being in this career. So I want you to start looking at this not as overwhelming, but kind of like you're the boss. You know, you have this going for you. You've got all these great ideas. And guess what? You get to implement all of them. That is so wonderful, because there's a lot of people who are at careers who have these great ideas and their boss shoots it down. And nobody is about to shoot down your great idea. All you have to do now is dump it out on paper, get a little bit of organization going. It can be crude. Mine's crude. I sit there with one. You know what I love? I love those pens that you get at the grocery store. And it's the one pen that has four different colors. Like, it has blue, green, red, and black. I've got like three of them right now in front of me. And I have those with me at all times because it's easier to organize for me. And I just have a spiral notebook, and I'll jot down every little project task. Like right now for today, for instance, I'm going to be working on my PLR launch that's coming up. And so I have all of my tasks written out, like the things I need to edit, or I have my sales copy for the front end, a sales copy for the OTO, notify affiliates, do the video sales letter, all that kind of stuff, just jot it down. And I'm really dorky like this, but I love having Crayola markers, right? The markers, not the crayons. And I love being able to just mark it off. And it makes this big visual for me. And I do the same with my bills, by the way, when I get them paid. It's a visual cue to me of look how much I've done. So I write it out, you know, in whatever ink color in my little pen thing is written on a spiral. And then it's blotted out by this big bright color, you know, red or orange or green or whatever, as I get it done. Every time I sit down and I glance over at that page, it's either just bleeding color all over the place, which makes me know I was very productive and I am proud of myself, or it's pretty filled up with ink and no color. And then I'm like, oof, I've got a lot to do. And it's just the little things like that that are just stupid. But I mean, they spur me on to get to work. And you'll have your own little quirky things like that that you come up with. But the key is just get it all down on paper, because if you're trying to keep this in your head, it's not a good filing system. It's not a good mind map or an organization system. I know they call it a mind map, but it's not a good thing. And it's much harder to sit there and stare at a screen and go, oh, what should I do first? When you're not looking at it, you're not looking at what's written down for you to do. So do that. And then approach it like this. I want you to sit there and tell yourself, and I've told y'all this before, you're the boss, but you're also an employee. So if you were your own boss, right? If you were two people, you're the boss and you're the employee, would you fire yourself? Would you sit there and hire someone who just had a lot of work to do and didn't do it because they didn't know where to start? No, you'd be like, roll up your sleeves, get to work. You'd be like, I don't care where you start, dig in, get going. And that you have to really kick your own butt. And I do that a lot with myself. And I love it. I love that about this career. This is the best career ever. I'm so pumped up about it right now, especially as I'm starting to do travel and things. I'm looking at my schedule going, oh my gosh, I've got like all my work done maybe for the next 2 weeks. I'm trying to queue it up and get it done so that I can just relax, not only on my vacation coming up, but also for a few days after I get back. I love that. How many people can queue up work to run on autopilot for them? That doesn't happen. Usually the people that are in a 9-to-5 job, they go to work and then all their coworkers complain because they've got to pick up the slack. And then you get back and you're like, your desk is piled high with stuff you've got to do to catch up and all that. it's a nightmare, and we don't have that problem, okay? So let me know if you have any other questions about that concept, because I know it was a big one for a lot of y'all, and I will be able to help you however I can. Thanks.